This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. High-ranking U.S. and Israeli delegations flew from Israel Monday for a visit to Abu Dhabi, the first ever commercial flight from Israel to the United Arab Emirates. With reporters, Jared Kushner says he wants to thank and congratulate the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed on his leadership and goodwill.
Last year, he celebrated the Year of Tolerance and welcomed Pope Francis to the Gulf. And this year, he welcomes Israel. Mohammed bin Zayed is truly leading the new Middle East.
Israel and the UAE agreed to establish diplomatic relations earlier this month with the help of U.S. mediation. The United Arab Emirates will become the third Arab nation to have normalized relations with Israel after Egypt and Jordan. Sudanese leaders and rebel commanders agreed Monday on a historic peace deal, a crucial first step towards ending 17 years of conflict, an AFP correspondent said. Leaders of the Sudan Revolutionary Front, an umbrella organization of rebel groups from the western region of Darfur and the southern states of South Kordofan and Blue Nile, raised their fists in celebration after inking the deal. The agreement, struck in the capital of neighboring South Sudan, was initialed and not signed as a way to leave the door open for two key holdout rebel groups to join in a final agreement, officials said. A Lebanese diplomat has been appointed to form a new government in crisis-hit Lebanon after winning the backing of major political parties. President Michel Aoun asked Lebanon's ambassador to Germany, Mustafa Adib, to form a new government after he secured 90 votes in the 128-member parliament. This is VOA News. The European Commission said Monday it would participate in the World Health Organization mechanism to facilitate poor countries' access to coronavirus vaccines, offering $477 million in guarantees. The aim is to encourage laboratories to manufacture sufficient quantities of vaccines and make sure they are available for developing countries. Last month, the WHO sent a letter to its 194 member countries with a request to join the program called COVAX, aimed at providing global access to an eventual COVID-19 vaccine. The United States has surpassed the 6 million mark in confirmed coronavirus cases and still leads the world in deaths with more than 183,000. Tuesday, French children are scheduled to return to their classrooms, but the country's education minister said Sunday a rise in coronavirus infections is putting those plans in jeopardy. France is reporting several thousand new infections every day. French doctors are calling for stricter measures, including masks for students as young as 6 and some online schooling. Major mosques and churches reopened in Cairo over the weekend after a more than 5-month shutdown. This comes as the number of Egypt's new COVID-19 cases rise again after weeks of decline. In recent weeks, counts of new cases had been going down in Egypt, but this trend reversed last week with an average of 180 new cases per day. Worldwide, nearly 25.3 million people are infected with COVID-19. The United States, Brazil, India, and Russia combine for the majority of cases. Greece's migration minister said Monday smugglers were behind damaging allegations that Athens was illegally expelling asylum seekers, arguing that Athens' tougher border policy was hurting their business. Quote, "These incidents have no basis in reality," end quote, the minister told the BBC, according to a Greek transcript released by his office. Rights groups, including the United Nations Refugee Agency, have repeatedly called on Greece to investigate pushback claims. The European Union's executive called Monday for dialogue with Turkey and demanded that Ankara refrains from unilateral steps that stoke tensions in eastern Mediterranean. Should dialogue not bear fruit, a spokesman for the European Commission told a briefing on Monday, the European Union has already moved towards sanctions. U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on Monday castigated President Donald Trump as a weak and morally deficient leader who has sown chaos and fomented the violence that has recently gripped the United States. President Trump, who's seeking a second term in office, has repeatedly tweeted law and order in recent days.